What's up, guys? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Welcome back.
We're back. It's draft day. Draft day. Johnny Manziel.
A little NFL talk for you.
Draft day.
You spoke before the music.
Yeah. What the
now
hell?
Now I do what I want.
Wow.
Draft day.
Wow. Okay.
He's a little Uzi.
Wow.
It is draft day. Some of our favorite time of the year. Some of us. I fucking love the draft.
Why?
Watch it every year.
Watch it every year?
Every year.
Wow. What about the combine?
No. Combine is to
so the
show
combine
you.
Doesn't matter then to you?
Not really. Game tape does.
You're one of those guys.
I'm a game tape guy.
He's a game tape.
I'm
just a guy.
Game tape.
I bet on you and you win. You're good in my book now. Washington, go Huskies.
Free shout out.
Not a scout.
Not a scout.
JJ McCarthy. Go Blue.
Oh, you're a JJ McCarthy fan?
Yeah, I think he's going 5.
Really?
Chargers trading then.
Don't you
That's
dare
crazy.
Say that.
All right, there's a whole lot to get to. Draft day is today. This podcast will be uploaded. I'm telling myself that. I'm telling the fans that you are listening to the draft day experience before the NFL draft, 2024, Detroit, 5 p.m. PST.
Perfect.
There you go. There's the little draft shout out. Chicago Bears. The lucky holders of the number one overall pick because of why?
The Panthers.
They traded the Panthers for the number one overall pick last year?
Yes, for DJ Moore, I think.
For DJ Moore and this pick and a few late seconds or something like that. But Panthers give up this pick. Obviously the worst team last year. Bears on the clock. Traded Justin Fields this offseason to
the Pittsburgh Steelers.
To the Steelers. So they no longer have a quarterback.
Nope. They have a 47-time arm wrestling champ son, though. What's his name? Tyson Bagent.
What a name pull. Just
what
from
a
this,
name pull.
This past year, because I wanted to have that.
And that's the backup right now?
He was a
starter.
He was a
starter. So whoever the starter is going to be.
Last year.
At this very moment, he's a starter, brother.
At this very moment. Correct.
At this very moment, he's a starter. The number one overall pick is obviously locked. Are we all right here?
Yeah.
The Trojan.
Yeah.
We've seen.
Drake May, no, wait.
Whoa.
No, I'm kidding.
We don't got no Drake May truthers up. We've seen Caleb this last couple seasons, and he's been an absolute playmaker showstopper.
Yeah.
UFC hasn't been great. Defense lacked very hard this last past season.
Lacked.
They were rough.
They were very bad.
Very bad.
But the offense.
Very nice.
Weird
is he
part
a system
is
quarterback.
I think the best quarterback in college football isn't even in this draft.
Whoa.
Well, hold that off till next year, brother. Because if his name ended up this list, we ain't talking about him.
We'll talk about him
next year. So Caleb Williams penciled in to that number 13 jersey over there in Chicago.
Yeah, 100%.
I believe so.
It has to be.
After that, no fucking clue.
Shit show after number one.
Shit show. Because you have the Commanders, Washington Commanders have the number two overall pick in this draft.
And they just traded their starter.
They traded their starter over the past season and a half.
No, they traded him this offseason.
Well, no, but he was the starter for the past season and a half.
Oh, yeah. Which I thought he was decent, but
Sam Howell had a cannon.
Clearly, he wasn't that good.
That guy was slinging the ball.
He would sling the ball. I mean, I think they had the worst offensive line last year. I think that they had a lot of problems.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Rivera.
Oh, brother.
Been around a long time now. He's had his ups and downs as a coach. I do not think that this was the right place for him. In comes new faces, a lot of them. The 49ers old assistant GM, Adam Peters.
Yeah. Adam Peters, yes. Cliff Kingsbury, new OC over there.
Did he actually go over there?
I think he did, right?
Oh, yeah, because he faked the Raiders out and then went there.
Yep.
That makes sense. Who's the head coach?
Dan Quinn.
You knew I was going to ask you?
I know.
That was a quick answer.
He did go to the Super Bowl once, if you forget. He had a 28-3 lead.
I'll never forget.
I can't forget that.
I'll never forget.
Kyle Shanahan has just PTSD. 28-3 lead in a Super Bowl. It's part of the nature right there.
Matt Ryan will never live that down.
And he lost. Matt Ryan retired too.
That became the game that changed Tom Brady's aura. Like, that was that man's a walking legend.
Yeah.
Was down 28-3 at halftime.
Was that his ghost status?
That was taking his step into GOAT status. You're down in the biggest game at the biggest margin ever. I mean, I don't know why we're talking about Tom Brady now, but that fucking
he's a dog. Right. He got respect.
You're falling off track right now.
But we're talking about the legend.
Commanders.
A legend quarterback, number one all time. And we're going into a draft where we might see 4 or 5 quarterbacks in a row.
Yeah, probably.
There is a lot of names on this board.
There's a deep quarterback draft. About 7-8 guys who could start in the NFL.
And you said the best quarterback's not in this draft, but there's not many others next year other than him.
Correct.
There's one guy shining out there.
Yeah, he's the best.
But there's 5-6 guys that could go.
Correct.
And round one. That I think that's crazy to me.
Yeah, and quarterback is usually a scarce position where teams kind of the Packers when Aaron Rodgers is coming off MVPs and you're like, let's draft a quarterback here.
I mean,
could we see it this year though? Like a team who already has a starter, could they draft someone late? Chief maybe?
I know what you're referring
the
Chiefs? To.
I referred to it earlier. I did hear that.
No,
no. Mahomes mentioned retirement in his offseason so far. And it wasn't like I'm retiring. It was more like there will become a time where I am too far away from my kids and I want to be there. They're young now, but
he needs to get on that.
Daughters are like 4.
He needs to learn the Tom Brady way.
So if that,
yeah, his
if
plan, that's he, what I was gonna say. His
he
plan,
needs to learn the Tom Brady way and say, "Fuck them kids. He's I got rings. Yeah. To, I got yeah, rings."
The Tom Brady way. He's not Tom Brady way. Divorced.
Literally
single dad.
Greatest shape of his life right now. Still talking about ball to this day. Still saying I'm good to come back.
I mean, ruin his marriage.
Let's quit it with this. Bringing it back to Tom Brady. I'm tired of talking about this. I'm sorry. I will gladly take it.
Who do the Commanders take at number 2? Who does number 2 work for?
Are we going one by one or are we just everyone's agreeing on one? There's 3 guys, I guess.
Well, I think there's 2 in my head. There's 2 guys that this team is pondering.
3. I heard 3 maybe. I'm thinking 3.
There's 2 guys this team's pondering.
You don't think McCarthy can slide up 2?
No. McCarthy is not going to. JJ is not in number 2 talks.
Bless you.
All right, then. Fuck it. It's got to be Jaden Daniels.
It's got to be Jaden Daniels.
It's Jaden Daniels for me.
I'm more thinking it's Drake May.
I think, okay, here's my thing. Before Cliff Kingsbury was there, I would say Drake May. Who did Cliff Kingsbury just coach last year? Who did he coach? The number 1 guy.
Number 1.
The guy with who can scramble, who can do everything. I like Drake May. He has a great arm, Justin Herbert type vibes, but that guy could not run out of the pocket to save his life. That guy is planting his feet, and he's most likely just going to have to throw out of the pocket. Whereas Jaden Daniels is, you get him out the pocket. You can create plays. You can do some weird stuff for him, kind of get him in a system that Cliff Kingsbury likes.
More of an Adam Peters guy, though? Who just had real...
J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, really? I was thinking more of Drake May.
But kind of like... Drake May and Caleb Williams both had their best years junior year, so 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Last year, I mean, Caleb you're not going to repeat what you do when you win a Heisman. There's rare things happen once, two-time Heisman winner.
Yeah.
So
I agree. It's hard.
And it's the Bears.
And you lose your wide receivers that he had. He had two first-round wide receivers, I'm pretty sure.
But he has Keenan Allen.
Yeah,
and DJ Moore. That's pretty – and they're probably – they might take a receiver in the draft too, though. You don't know.
Yeah, and they have
– They have a lot of guys.
DeAndre Swift.
That was a weird signing.
Oh, they did. I forgot about that.
A little bit
of
a weird signing.
And Cole Kmet.
The Bears are looking nice. Like the rebuild they just went through in a short come around since they hired a GM and a head coach.
Yeah.
What has he been on the team? 3 years?
3 years. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
Sorry that the last quarterback had to die out there for this to happen, but he has set Caleb Williams up with a lot of greatness because they have the number 9 pick. They are definitely going to add. What if Brock Bowers falls to them at 9? That offense is awesome.
Romeo Odunziel, too.
Romeo Odunziel, that would be insane to have 3 of those wide receivers.
Yeah, we're gonna find out real quick if Caleb Williams is made for the NFL because there's no excuse. He's not walking into a bad system. I'll say that. It's not where you're going into the worst team in the NFL.
No, and they had a really good defense after acquiring the
Montez Sweat.
This isn't your typical number one team. They were 8-9 last year, being talked about at the end of the season. We might go to the playoffs. That was the talk around the Bears.
Yeah, they got this pick because of a team needed something bad.
Yeah, their quarterback led them to that. Who's now on another team who makes the playoffs.
In 24 hours, they have a franchise quarterback. 24 hours.
Right now,
about 8 hours for them.
The current Bears, fucked.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Bears, they're good.
Pretty solid.
Let's talk about guys being back. Tomorrow, Chicago is back. Maybe. And that's how they're all feeling. If that happens, if this doesn't happen, all hell breaks loose tomorrow.
Chicago will burn down. It will be...
Especially with Keenan taking number 15 and not 13 like he was with the Chargers.
But if you want to be devil's advocate, can you name the most recent USC quarterbacks who have been drafted in the first round?
Yeah, not great.
Nope.
Horrible.
Not great.
One quarterback.
Donald, Liner, Sanchez, he's not
the,
good.
Sanchez is the best quarterback out of all of them.
Palmer
in the NFL.
Sam Darnold.
Huh?
This bad.
Mark Sanchez? He's the last UFC quarterback to win a playoff game.
Oh, my God.
Are you saying UFC or USC? Yeah,
it sounded like you said UFC the first time.
I heard UFC twice.
Yeah, well, he can get knocked out in the octagon, too.
Butt fumble. That was his knockout.
So we still haven't came into discussion.
So we're split right now.
We're split 50-50.
We gotta get
that's
someone.
That's where I was walking into this room, and I feel comfortable that we're all split 50-50, that it's either May or
Daniels.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't agree on one, though.
We didn't agree on one.
So what happens with the next guy?
The next pick is the same thing.
The other one.
But
May falls to the Patriots.
May goes to the Patriots, I think they select him.
Yeah.
If Daniels falls to the Patriots, I will bet my left nut the Raiders trade that pick. The Raiders will give everything they got.
Because Antonio Pierce was at ASU when Jaden Daniels was at ASU.
Also, Devontae Adams said the only quarterback that he likes that he would like to play with is Jaden Daniels. Unless Caleb Williams.
They're all on the Jaden Daniels hype train. And I've heard that the Raiders have called the Chargers about a pick. Chargers have wanted the roof for their pick, is what I'm hearing.
The Raiders pick?
No, the Chargers pick. The Raiders have picked 13. That's not going to get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah,
but that might get someone else.
That could get you
Michael Penix.
Mr. Penis.
Gunslinger. Could.
And I think that is a great pick for you.
That's a great
pick. He is the best quarterback in this draft.
Whoa.
In this draft, non college football. In this
track. You're crazy, brother.
No, I'm not.
Buddy, we're getting clipped.
Love you, but you're crazy.
He's going to go nuts.
I
he'll be the quickest to produce.
I am a fan of my
it's always the low drafted quarterbacks though.
Yeah.
It hasn't
in the right yet. In the right system
ish. Right.
Well, that's because usually the lower drafted quarterbacks go to very well built teams already.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
The first overall guys, like i.e. last year's situation, the Panthers.
Yeah.
You walked into hell, brother.
Yes, sir.
Make your way back. Come back.
But sorry, Bryce.
The second team who picked last year, they did pretty good with the rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Stud.
But that, they also had an insane
draft. Like CJ Stroud, stud.
True. Stud. I think they had an stud, insane brother. Draft last year and brought together the right team. But yes, you are right. There are some instances like this year, Bears got a good team for Caleb. So are we going to flip a coin? Heads or tails for May?
It's obviously going to go one or the other.
I think it's obvious.
If not him, if it's going to be the other guy.
But I do think it creates a tree, because if we're getting to the Chargers, there's a tree here, because
I'll lean.
I think New England trades for the Chargers.
I'll lean with you. I could definitely see why you guys think Commanders go May.
I mean, I think May is the better overall quarterback out of these two. There's one that is more physical than the other, like route running around.
I just thought fit wise, if we're not doing trades, I liked Daniels better than Commanders and the Patriots. But if you hypothetically the Raiders do trade up, then yeah, Daniels is for sure going 3 to the Raiders. If that's
I think it also has to do with age. I think Drake May is 2 years younger than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
So you are correct. Drake May is 21. Jaden Daniels 23.
If you think about it, they'll be 29 at the end of that. If they haven't really done shit, then 29 is like, it's still young, but you're in like that backup quarterback range.
Right.
You think about it though, Roman. If you're gonna draft your quarterback, you want years.
Right.
So yeah.
Jaden Daniels played football or played college.
Yeah.
With Justin Herbert.
Oh, brother. Bo Nix? That guy fucking played college football with everyone.
Bo Nix has played college for years. Like, this is peak COVID guys right now coming out of the draft.
Yeah.
We got Bo Nix, Michael Penix.
Was Bo Nix
playing? 24.
Was Bo Nix playing with he was 24. Was Bo Nix with, like, Joe Burrow in those
guys? I'm 24.
Yes. No yes. shot.
He's the same age as us.
I'm 24. Wait a second.
He was when we were seniors in high school, they were juniors in high school.
Right.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Brother, that is a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, buddy.
Experience.
That's fucking holy shit.
It's the only argument.
Think about when you graduated and then 4 years after.
They're class 2018.
Yeah.
Class of 2018 getting drafted 2024.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
What the fuck?
They got 6 years of college.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
So, but the positive to that is
experience
already.
Right.
Already.
Right, blah blah blah.
Well, Michael Penix has had both ACL construction resurgeries.
More injuries.
All right.
Add more injuries to that.
That yeah. I mean, you if I'm the Raiders, I'm thinking, yeah, Michael Penix is a great fallback plan. But
it's Daniels.
It is obvious Daniels, because that is a huge question mark to me. I'm getting a guy who's I'm trying to rebuild the rubber band kind of guy.
Yeah, and I don't know who the last Heisman winner to come in instantly and be like, damn, he was pretty good. Baker, he didn't have a good rookie year.
No.
I mean, he did, but the rookie records are bullshit.
My brain with Heisman's, this is going to drive me nuts.
Yeah. Cam Newton, maybe. Probably Cam.
Who was the Heisman last year?
Last year
was it Caleb? It was
Caleb.
Caleb.
Okay. Well, now that he's coming out this
year. Burrow wasn't a Heisman, right? No, Burrow Heisman.
Yeah, Burrow.
No, Burrow wasn't. He was a Natty. I think he won the Natty, but he won the Heisman.
Get a list of Heismans.
Talking about Heismans, you guys see? Yes,
Bo Jackson.
Tebow. Did you guys see?
I'm just thinking about the commercial right now.
RG3. Maybe he had the best rookie season ever.
Oh, and I hate RG3. Damn it!
Joe Burrow did win a Heisman.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
2019.
So
he had a good rookie year.
Torn ACL.
I think that's pretty good. My eyes.
Year after Super Bowl.
Yeah, but rookie year. He got hurt.
Devontae Smith won the Heisman too.
Devontae, so
quarterback, but yeah. Lamar Jackson won the Heisman. His rookie year sitting though. So you're right. A lot of rookies don't do good when you win the Heisman. It's kind of weird.
And there's two in this draft. Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams.
Are we seeing back-to-back Heismans?
That would be cool. I don't think that's ever happened. Probably has, but
that would be pretty cool.
I don't know. That I mean, I am stuck right there. Because
let's just say May.
Well, if we're going Daniels, May goes to the Pats, and I think Arizona could trade with a handful of teams for JJ.
Which is cool, though. That's not happening. But what is cool is having the fourth pick in the draft, and it feels like you have the number one overall pick.
Yeah, because in that situation, they do, because they could literally select. They go, hey, the guys we thought were going ahead of us went ahead of us. We have our whole board still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Arizona could definitely take Marvin Harrison.
They take Marvin Harrison.
If they're not trading, that is their surefire pick.
They take their GM, I saw that video last year. He went absolutely insane in like 10 minutes.
Traded.
In 10 minutes, he was on the phone.
He's like, yeah, we're traded back. All right, good. Send it in. I need to move up.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what are you doing here? Are you picking?
So you're picking. Telling me draft day with Kevin Costner is unrealistic.
It's very realistic because that's what that idiot did right then.
Yeah.
He traded back, like was calling everybody.
I watched draft day today.
You watched draft day today?
Yep. Oh, of course you did.
It's one of my favorites.
Of course you did.
I want goddamn David Putney.
I want David fucking Putney. The punt returner. You want our punt returner?
On all my picks back.
Was I gonna say Bo Callahan?
Yeah, Bo Callahan. That's Caleb Williams right now.
Yeah.
You get Bo.
Didn't invite anyone to his 21st birthday. None of his teammates were there.
Coach answered, you shitting me?
Yeah, we hated that. We hated that.
Oh, it was with all the hoes.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah.
Not a single teammate though, brother. All right, we can skip past the nonsense because obviously. Chargers are the fifth overall pick. The Chargers in the franchise of their history have two very notable fifth overall picks.
Ladainian Tomlinson
and
fuck. I feel like I'm RIP had a restaurant in San Diego.
Junior Seau.
Went to USC.
UFC greatest Chargers of all time have been taken at the fifth pick.
Who's it gonna be?
We had another Malik Nabers. It's already on the card, brother.
Really?
It's been on the card. All over the card.
I tend to disagree.
I don't know.
Okay, so the only reason I am dead surefire about this is the Chargers' new GM only went to one pro day.
It was Malik Nabers' pro day.
Malik Nabers. Don't ever tap like that
again. That's all I know. Don't ever tap like that
again. Yeah, maybe.
I heard that JJ McCarthy guy's pretty good though.
I have seen those numbers fluctuate.
I don't know if you're joking or not. You've mentioned this three times.
But coming from the coach who lives and breathes and dies on the ground and pound, he might want to substantiate the O-line in this spot.
So, yeah, you're right. The only thing that would make me not feel as right is what you're saying right now. Is that the Chargers do have a certified left tackle. That is number one.
Can Joe Alt move to right, though?
Joe Alt, as everyone has penciled him, is a left, first and foremost.
And that's the pick.
Can Slater move to right, though?
Slater is our left tackle. We've already seen seasons as an all-pro from him.
Yes, he's our left tackle.
One?
So that doesn't make sense.
Season as an all-pro from him.
Thank you.
It's great. I will take him every day of the week as my left tackle. Right tackle, little sketchy.
Could have signed Taylor Lewan.
He's a left tackle.
He's fucking 140 pounds now.
There's one thing about offensive linemen is even though they say you can move, you don't like moving. You're very comfortable.
Right. I saw it. Right. Your center. I saw your center.
You can move around, but you don't like it.
Yeah,
you're comfortable. Your hand, your feet. I played left guard for a long time. You throw me at right, everything's a little backwards.
Discombobulated. Different steps.
I could still do it, but I am so much more comfortable, and I will probably be more successful as a left guard.
That's on your coaches, though, at that point.
So in this situation, when everyone's pointing to him as a left tackle, that's – do you want to draft someone with a question mark? Is my question.
Right.
No.
Yeah, if he's the best at his position, yes.
I mean, there's three tackles that are really good. If you're going to draft an offensive lineman, I have it right here. Trade back, brother. There are three solid offensive linemen, left, right tackles. Very solid in this draft, in this first round. No, we
any center tackles?
We signed a center.
Left, right, center?
We signed a center.
Yeah, Nick Hardwick, right?
No, he's our offensive lineman coach.
Well, why was he doing snaps? That's all.
Because the linemen are probably doing like hand fighting drills or something, and the quarterback's just warming up. Maybe the rest of the guys are stretching. Coach is going to give him little snaps, little snappy snaps.
It was all for the clout.
If you're an O-line coach,
hey, Nick,
we need a pick of you.
Yeah, come if on. You're the line coach, I'd expect you to be coaching the O-line, maybe.
He's the assistant O-line coach.
Ah.
Okay. Maybe he's showing the center how to snap. Maybe he was.
I think he's just there on fucking Gay Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I agree. Fat Tuesdays, maybe?
Yeah. He's just there
not
on.
Fat anymore.
Every other Tuesday.
Still sucks.
What do you mean sucks?
Do we throw one more name in there in the pot? Do we throw in Brock Bowers? Or is that I was dead? Just going to name. Or is that just dead for the Chargers?
I love Brock Bowers.
Love Brock Bowers.
But I also think you could trade back. That's why every name under the trade back is a trade back.
So you would rather have Malik Nabers,
yep,
who just played with the Heisman winning trophy quarterback,
yep,
Jaden Daniels,
yep,
than the bona fide number one overall wide receiver in the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, in my mock, Marvin Harrison goes to Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
There's only a few.
What if he doesn't? What if Malik goes there?
Then we go Marvin Harrison Jr. If he's on the board, we're going Marvin Harrison.
But I don't think the Chargers interviewed him or went to the pro day.
I think Harbaugh knows enough about him.
Because he thinks he's going to
get taken. I don't think he did a pro day, actually, now that I think about it.
I don't think he did.
He said all.
My tape's out there.
Yeah, my tape's out there.
I'm only getting better. That's what he probably
said. So I'm sure they talked to him at some point, but his tape's out there. I mean, if either of those guys are there, it's going to be up to my GM to who he prefers. To me,
love O-line, ground and pound.
To me, honestly, between the two wide receivers, I'd rather Nabers. He seems like a more, like, not so diva-y one, and two, more like about it.
Marvin Harrison Jr.'s dad was complaining about fucking him not complaining for the ball more.
Well, no, so I'm really, talking about like really the Rolex on his wrist, the not working out, no pro day, the no combine. I'm not a fan.
Might be a generational talent, though.
He could be a generational talent.
He could be like that Julio Jones type player, bro.
Or he's going to be
a bust.
Wanting out after year one and fucking arguing with everybody. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know him. I didn't do the draft analysis with him. I didn't talk to him. Don't know.
He only met with two teams. Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay. Who are they?
The Bears and the Cardinals.
He's going to Cardinals.
He's going to Cardinals. Then,
yeah. Unless the Bears trade up, he's going to the Cardinals.
That would be crazy. The Bears trade him one overall. Don't have a quarterback, just three wide receivers.
He was going into like last year.
When's the Bears next pick?
Nine.
Penis?
No, Rome Odunziere.
Oh, no, you're crazy. If they... You're crazy, brother.
Am I crazy?
You're crazy. Yeah.
They draft two crazy quarterbacks.
They get Marvin Harrison.
He's saying Marvin Harrison, and then another quarterback with a nine pick,
brother.
No, that would set this draft on flames.
Could happen, dog.
I'd be locked in.
With the first overall, right?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Right here, Audible's fucking. What the?
That'd be nuts.
That'd be crazy.
Chicago would burn down tonight. But I also wrote down the Chargers obviously need wide receivers. I wrote corner, O-line depth. I mean, we have a right tackle. He's getting paid like $10 million. Our center retired. We signed a new center though. Guy used to be on the Ravens and the Panthers. I don't remember his name.
Bakhtiari, isn't he a free agent?
Bakhtiari?
Yeah.
Isn't he a tackle or no?
He's a left tackle. He's a bona fide left tackle. Can't say healthy.
Jets.
I can see him going to the Jets, but
big Rodgers guy.
Big Rodgers guy.
Him and Rodgers are boys.
Cheesehead.
I would like Brock Bowers too. It's if we do trade back, if we trade back with the Vikings and get 11 and 23.
Brock Bowers doesn't make any sense.
I can see Brock Bowers
saying the Chargers just signed 8 tight ends this offseason.
Yeah, they did sign a couple blocking tight ends. This guy plays but more also, like a Kelce wide receiver slot
tight end. Yeah, it could be the next George Kittle.
Your quarterback doesn't throw to tight ends either, though.
Because he hasn't had a great one.
He just doesn't really like them either.
You need to find Herbert's.
Does case. Our coach do, though?
That's what you need to do. You need to find Herbert's.
I've never heard of a Michigan tight end, to be honest.
Well, we have Greg Roman, not Michigan offensive coordinator. We got the Michigan's defensive coordinator.
How's your offensive coordinator?
No, Greg Roman is our offensive coordinator.
Yeah. Was he a college guy?
Wasn't he a Bounty Gate? Yes.
That says it.
Greg Roman?
Yes.
Really?
He was on the Saints OC.
Oh, really?
Wasn't he on the Saints teams?
No, he was on Harbaugh that time.
I'm pretty sure he was a Saints coach at one point.
Look it up.
I mean, I could be saying the wrong name. But I thought Greg Roman's the Chargers offensive coordinator.
No, he is. That's the right name.
Okay, so, I mean, he could have been on the Saints.
He was on the Bounty teams.
Bounty stuff was on defense, though.
Your offensive coach is slotted money, too. It's all a pot in there.
No, really.
I know Sean Payton.
I know Sean Payton.
Sean Payton will.
Sean Payton's a sack of shit, all right?
He'll take Bo Nix.
Sean Payton, you'll take Bo Nix and you'll like it, brother.
That is a Sean Payton guy right there. He thinks that guy will end up being Drew Brees. I swear, yeah. When he's in the this room of his
Ravens
GM.
And Bills.
Yeah,
Ravens, Bills, Ravens,
49ers, Texans, 49ers. Panthers.
That kind of susses me out. Yep, I know he's
been, the fuck was nope, the Roman nope, dude?
I know he's been in the NFL, Saints. But I feel like
sorry, brother.
Hey, you're lucky.
Sorry, brother. I'm right in this one.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure he was the one that got in trouble.
No, the defensive coordinator.
Let me look it up.
I know it.
Oh, Greg Williams.
Greg Williams. There you go.
Yeah, same fucking first name.
Can you admit you're wrong?
I was wrong.
Perfect.
Congrats, you guys got a clean coat.
Thank you.
About time.
Perfect. Thank you. Brother looks magnificent too. RV parked right next to the gym, right on the beach. Yeah. That's beautiful. Music talking about ears. All right, enough with the Chargers.
Think they sleep together?
Bleak neighbors. Boom, bing, bang. Nope, separate RV, separate beds, brother.
You're in LA.
Steelers on the clock.
Who do you got, buddy?
Who do I got?
Of course, you're the fan.
I'm going to go really boring here and go center from Duke, Graham. I don't know his last name.
You don't want Joe Alt if
Joe Alt's going to the Chargers. He's going 5.
Joe Alt's going top 10. He's going 7. To 7 the Titans.
To the Titans.
We need a corner to match with Joey Porter Jr. There's a couple good corners out there. Kool-Aid McKinstry, I like the name. Alabama sucked last year, so don't know how good he is. Toledo has a good one. Quinion Johnson.
Mitchell.
Yeah, Mitchell is a good name in Steelers history. We already kind of have a quarterback. We got a running back. We need wide receivers. Not mad at Jalen McMillan from Washington.
My mock draft has you guys taking Troy Fatunau, offensive tackle.
Yeah, I've heard
Washington.
That guy, I like Washington. Great, great school. JC Latham, I heard
he's nasty.
He's a big boy. Yeah. I think he went to NC State.
I think JC's going a little bit higher in my mocks.
But, you know, I'm not the O line, I don't really watch. I'm not going to cap to you guys. They're not catching my eye in college. They're just not.
Yeah.
They get to the NFL, they can turn out good. I know their name. In college, can't. Not a fan.
I respect it.
I like the action.
Yeah, you don't
guys
watch
score points.
You don't watch O linemen.
You don't
in
like
college.
The trenches, dog.
Hell no.
Only O lineman I watch is Trent Williams.
Yeah, he's
that's
the best.
When that guy's in motion, you ever see that guy when he's in motion?
I have definitely it's seen. Scary. It reminds me of me.
Cooper DeJean would be sick.
That'd be
white
pretty.
Corner.
Beast. Flamed.
Fast as hell. good.
Runs into Tyreek Hill. Flamed.
Good. Played on a great defense in college. Those games were snoozers every
what
game.
What name did you say?
Who?
What did you just say?
Cooper DeJean.
Yep. That's what they're getting from Iowa.
Yeah.
What about Nate Wiggins?
That's what my mock draft
is. Clemson.
Corner.
Clemson. 6'2", big corner.
Not sure if I like the last name, but I do like the big corner.
Not sure if I like the last name, but.
Joey Porter's big too. And physical.
Let's get physical.
You guys still got Pat Pete on your team?
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, brother's gone.
Yeah, he thought he could still play. Really.
But he got cooked.
Yeah. The second round I saw over they're looking at Jalen McMillan. Another Washington guy. I'm a fan of any Washington guy. Any of them. The Steelers make their living
really
rounds 3 through 7.
What about the Georgia offensive tackle, Mims?
We have the Georgia tight end who's an offensive tackle. Darnell Washington.
He's pretty damn close to an offensive tackle.
Yeah. Georgia, I'm not mad at. I like the Bulldogs. They always produce some good players. First round's tough, though, because I've seen a lot of mocks. They want offensive linemen, center guards, tackles. You need a center.
Need it.
They're important. I saw a stat. This could be bullshit. I don't know if it's real. Twitter is up in the air. But it said out of all the first round offensive linemen taken since like 2017, I think, 93% were like all pro or like pro bowlers.
Yeah, I mean, the first round offensive linemen have been really good.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be a lot coming out of this draft. Like, there's offensive linemen up and down the first round board. That's why I keep saying Chargers are going to take offensive linemen trade back, because why not just gain capital?
The Steelers, we'll see what happens. The GM's been cooking.
Do you think you have any chance of trading up? Oh, you're just talking about trading back?
To the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. Get our bona fide wide receiver.
Flip with the Niners. How do you like that move?
I was gonna say I think Brandon Ayuk actually will be traded on draft day, but
that's one of my questions.
When we were mentioning the Raiders, when we were mentioning the Raiders,
I wrote it down.
number 13 pick, I think we'll trade with the Raiders. I think that's like the
pick swap. 13 for what are you?
31.
Oh, 31.
So Ayuk in the 31st for 13.
That was a guess.
The first loser. And then at 13.
They could have traded last year. I don't know.
I don't know who you draft at 13. It's depend on if there's a receiver still on the board, because I do not trust Debo as our wide receiver one. It's kind of crazy to say. He's more like a running back. Yeah, he's more like a running back.
And
he
hates that you say that.
Dude, I mean, the guy's hurt every other day.
Maybe a Kittle replacement?
I heard
Bowers. You
think so?
That'd be crazy.
I can see him falling that far.
Shanahan loves the Aaron Rodgers.
If we're being realistic, though, if Ayuk does not get traded, it's going to be Clay McKendry. That would be, I think, like the perfect pick for the Niners. That's like the perfect fit. We need another guy on the side of Tre'Davious Ward.
No, you need a linebacker.
Brother's out all season.
He's not all season. He'll be back.
He'll be back.
I'm not worried about Greenlaw. That's fucking sucked. Whoever made that field, you're a fucking dick. Like 100%.
How devastating.
Whoa, was on that. You're talking about
everyone was there, bro. When he
grass grass guys. Oh, everybody was grass there. You're right, yeah.
Everyone was there when Jay Greenlaw went down. I was just disgusted.
How could you celebrate like that?
I hate watching Super Bowls with the people
he
wasn't around.
Even celebrating, he's running onto the field.
I know, but jumped up and.
I bet you he doesn't do that ever again.
No,
hell no.
Sprint onto the
that's
field.
How, that's no. how he's hyped, though. Every game, him and Fred Warner are fucking jumping up and down.
You have to come out like a dog. Stay grounded in those situations.
On all fours.
Mm-hmm.
Ankles can get broke at any time.
And you mm-hmm. come out there.
But, I think on all fours, your Achilles are
even more bent.
Yeah, are more likely to be snapped. Then things are pressured.
But if you're a dog, you're going to do it.
You just flipped your whole script there, brother.
Hey,
I think Ayuk is no longer a Niner. Especially you guys see what Monroe got paid. There's no way Lynch is coughing that up for Ayuk. That's just not realistic with Purdy coming up too.
Well, the blessing with you guys is your quarterback makes fucking minimum wage.
That's great. It's great. But in like 2 years, when he's like gone to 4 NFC championships.
Teams do it all the time.
He's not going to take a pay cut. I'm sorry. I love Rock, but he's not. He's that guy, but also like his agent's going to be like, bro, get your money.
Yeah, because he hasn't made any money, so it's going to be get your money. So he might not even be a 49ers fan. Because he doesn't get the 5th-year option. Yeah.
That's nightmare fuel. Because if we win a Super Bowl.
What did they sign him to? Mr. Irrelevant? 3-year deal? 4-year deal?
He's making not that much money where he has to have a roommate. That's all I know.
He's making rookie minimum.
Does he?
I thought he lived at mom and dad's.
So. No, he lives with his college roommate. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
How much money is he making?
I love Ayuk.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I love Ayuk, but Purdy's the guy. You got to keep Purdy.
You think he's making money off it?
It's got to be the minimum of minimums.
Does he have any?
He was the last pick in the draft.
I think it was like around $700,000.
Clothing deals or anything? No.
Money ain't got dick.
Now he's got a few sponsors.
Buddy probably got a Mickey D's commercial or
he's
something.
He's got a fucking.
Oh no.
He's got a deal with Anna Fry.
What's Anna Fry?
The TikToker that looks just like him.
That's his.
Never seen him.
Her. You never seen her?
Never seen her.
You seen Anna Fry?
Oh my
Anna
God.
Fry?
Brother.
Anna Purdy.
I think I've seen him in a couple commercials or two.
Oh.
No. I've never seen him in a commercial.
Brock Purdy?
Yeah. He's been in the draft commercial.
Okay, that's Brock Purdy as a girl right there.
Who the fuck is that?
It's a high school TikToker.
Dude, she's fucking popping, bro. When Super Bowl was like coming around, she was getting like 2 million likes per video.
Oh, yeah. She is an influencer now because of Brock Purdy.
Could you imagine that guy if you won Super Bowl? They would have met with each other after he won the Super Bowl. I'm convinced. Oh, yeah, convinced.
Probably.
Too bad Shanahan.
That was a bag at Disneyland. Where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland with Anna Fry.
Hey, yo. Ayuk, I don't know if he'll get traded draft day, but he's definitely getting traded, though.
Will Brandon Ayuk or T. Higgins get drafted on or get traded on draft night?
Yeah.
The Bengals are in a shitty situation.
Get drafted away too?
Everyone wants out.
Yeah. Crazy. That was crazy.
I don't know.
T. Higgins and Trey Richardson. Hendrickson.
Yeah, wow. I could see Higgins.
He's nice, too. I like Trey. But then I got an update that he's considering retirement.
He's not, like, young, but he's not, like, old.
He played with the Saints for a long time.
Yeah. Maybe Luke Kuechly type deal?
Well, he's probably close to 30.
He's past 30.
Yeah, how long do you want to play in the league and bash your brains out when he's already had two contracts?
Lock of the draft, I will say this, the Eagles draft a center.
They drafted one 2 years ago.
They're going to draft another one.
That's a lock, buddy.
First round.
What round did Kelsey go in?
Like 6, 7?
Yeah, late. But that was an Andy Reid find.
True. Yeah, T. Higgins.
That wasn't Andy Reid.
Andy Reid also found his brother, took him.
Yep.
I think T. Higgins might be a Steeler by the end of the draft.
No way.
They're not going to do an interdivision trade on draft night.
Or a Jet. I can see the Jets maybe. I know it's hard to trade in division.
Aaron Rodgers back day one.
But Jets is very realistic.
Yeah. What about the Jags? Jags ain't got nothing.
Yeah, they do.
Bro, they just signed like every receiver.
The Bills dude.
Yeah, Davis.
And
brutal. Fucker. But what happened to him last year?
Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
Big game Dave.
No clue.
It's either he's a stud on your fantasy team or really bad on your fantasy team. If you start him,
I feel like he did not play last year.
He did. He had 3 touchdowns in 1 game.
What about the Bills?
Was that the only game he played?
Bills game?
Maybe.
Take a receiver?
Yeah, the Bills, I saw one, the mock said the dude from Texas. Adion Mitchell.
Is that the fast guy?
No, Xavier Worthy.
That's the Chiefs guy.
Chiefs are gonna trade up to get him. Watch.
Mahomes said,
fall right to him.
Buddy, that's my guy.
Buddy,
we're not getting you in a car, but I'm not buying you a car. But you're my receiver.
The one thing about the NFL draft, the fastest wide receivers are always the worst wide receivers.
99% of the time.
Tavon Austin, John Ross.
Oh my god, Tavon Austin.
This guy
breaks my heart.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
I watched so many high school, I mean college.
Tavion Austin is the best player.
What college you go to?
What, West Virginia?
Oh, I thought you were lying there.
No, watched them all every fucking.
That's like a game. Moment.
Who was the quarterback?
Everyone remembers the first time watched Tavion Austin highlights.
Dog.
The Tavion Austin highlights. Who the guy who created those?
What about the Anthony Thomas?
That guy was electric.
Oh my god, he used to tear it. Thought
Anthony Thomas was going to be something too in this league.
Yep.
Nothing.
Sad.
All the small little fast guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't Xavier Worthy?
Ryan Switzer. Devin Ryan Switzer.
Was a punt returner for a while.
Steeler. He was a Steeler.
Yeah, I know.
Sucks.
Well,
was just a punt returner for them.
But he was a fast little white guy.
Yeah. And what college did you go to?
North Carolina.
Is there any like
what quarterback goes to North Carolina?
Right now?
Drake May. Bust.
Wow. The math, the science.
Have you guys seen any like? It's kind of a bad question. Like punters or kickers are supposed to go high because Jake Moody got drafted third round last year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
the dude from the XFL, I think.
The XFL, the guy with the fucking leg
boot. Is he eligible to go in the draft?
I don't think the XFL guys are.
I don't know if the rules are you can get drafted if you've been paid to play.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just a free agent.
Yeah, I still can't believe we took Jake Moody.
Yeah.
I mean, the SCSU cat is fucking rad.
Yeah. Browning?
Yeah. Jake Browning?
Dude.
He's a punter and kicker.
He's a punter. I saw him miss a couple kicks. Did not like that.
Yeah, Can't be on your team.
There was one in Hawaii.
No. You can punt.
You guys might take him. You guys need a punter.
Who's buddy? You have a good punter, I thought.
Yeah.
No, you guys released the big guy.
We did. Presley Harvin the third.
Dude, that was awesome. Guy was like 250.
And you guys huge. See too, Chiefs like starting punter is Matt Arias now. It's not Arias, but whatever his name is.
Punt God.
Punt God is officially the starting punter for the Chiefs.
Yep.
He's gonna punt like
he's back
two times a game for 80 yards.
We're gonna have two SSU punters in the league this year.
Yeah, and maybe a
Nope.
SEC produces punters.
Punters. They're a fucking punter school.
No one else though.
Yeah.
Fucking love that.
You.
Shout out Reggie Bush.
University?
Reggie Bush. Yes.
Yeah, Heisman winner.
It's about fucking time.
Honestly, finally. I think we have to say thank you to OJ Simpson because did you guys see the tweet from the Heisman?
Oh, that I can't believe that.
He's dead.
No, yeah, the Heisman
tweeted condolences to the Simpson family. The Heisman
Trophy has a Twitter account. And then tweeted a memorial of O.J. Simpson.
They fucked up.
The Heisman community is devastated at the loss of a founding figure. R.I.P. O.J.
He's innocent.
Everybody just went after them.
He's innocent, buddy.
How could you keep O.J. under a Heisman?
Oh, shit.
And Reggie Bush is not a Heisman. Oh, shit. And then today, what, 1 week later?
Yeah,
Heisman back.
You ever seen The Hangover?
It's Johnny Manziel. Like, fucking hour.
It's Johnny Manziel.
It was literally The Hangover. We fucked up after that tweet. They wanted to delete it, but like we can't delete it.
Yeah, big time.
Everyone's been on that. Johnny Manziel too said it. He says I'm giving back my Heisman until Reggie Bush gives his Heisman. Lost his Heisman for like a month.
Literally.
But he got it back.
Yeah, he's the best college quarterback ever.
Padres up 4-0.
Love it. Care.
They're not the NFL draft.
Draft day.
Sorry, bud.
Concluded.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Congrats to you guys. We'll see
tomorrow.
Yeah, the future is bright.
This sucks because I know at least some of these guys are gonna be bust. It's gonna be sad because you think like you want all these guys to do great, but you know it's gonna be that one.
We've had this. Here's talk a flyer.
All three of our teams are gonna pick an O lineman.
No, in the first round.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
That fucking sucks.
That would suck.
We won't have a draft day two. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
That's a
no, we will not. We will not have a recap. No draft recap. All three podcast teams take off its alignment.
Yep.
Okay. No, we'll have a
draft recap on Twitter.
Hypothetical: if all that happens, but Caleb Williams doesn't go one, do we have a draft recap?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we did. We got an alignment. The whole
if
draft.
Caleb Williams goes one, and the Chargers still take a goddamn fucking offensive lineman. Brother might not be back.
Oh shit!
O lineman. Parlay that together, you make pretty coin.
I have the Chargers take a wide receiver plus 160. Slam.
We'll draft a sixth round CT psychopath this year.
You guys will. Vaughn's birthday. 100%.
Absolutely.
The Steelers will have a crazy psychopath draft.
Yep.
Yep.
There might be three.
Someone George Pickens needs to fucking fight every day.
Yep.
Playing future.
George Pickens is number one right now?
Yeah. And he is going to be top five in the NFL.
No.
He's your number one right now?
One.
He's going to be covered by everyone's top corner.
You think he gives a fuck?
You're going to follow him around the field.
Nah, I'm not scared of anyone's corner.
Who else do you guys got?
Who?
Yeah.
No, Deontay.
No.
oh, boy. He might get traded for a receiver.
So this draft means a lot.
Maybe Tim Patrick?
Oh, no.
Love Tim Patrick, but
who's Russell Wilson throwing
to? Timmy P. What?
Juju's coming back. Juju's coming back.
Calvin Austin, Najee.
Not a wide receiver.
Jalen.
All those guys we named, Tavion Austin, all those guys, they're coming to the studio. We need help. We're trying to get
there. Nice.
All right. Nice. I don't want to dig on you. The draft will change everybody's roster. So. Yep. Best part of the NFL right here. Since my team doesn't win dick.
Yeah. We'll see you back.
All right. Nothing wrong with being average.
Peace.